Can you hear me?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna switch it off.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. You pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. Yah, thank you for giving us this day, giving us the breath of life, allowing us to live once more in the land of the living amongst your saints and amongst your people, your children. Even though some of your children are in the darkness, they're outside of your pen, out of your fold, but you wish that no man perish. Accompany along with my brothers, my Aki Kohen and Beth Yahweh and my spiritual leader, Rabbi, and the Beth Yahweh family, our co-tees. We're going to do all we can to be co-laborers with your Holy Spirit to bring those ones outside of your pen, your fold, back into your care under the good shepherd who you are, which is Yahushua. Forgive me of my sins, Abba, sins knowingly and unknowingly. open up my spiritual ears this evening and open up my spiritual mind so I can decrease, but allow you to increase. You pour your word in me so I can be an honorable vessel, Father, to bring forth your word to what you want your people to hear on this evening. Well, excuse me. Someone just sent a text of the new moon, of this first day of the month, the third month of Zion. Watch over, forgive all my Kohen, Akis, of these sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Help their unbeliefs along with company helping my unbeliefs, and help us continue to go through and endure the test that we have to walk through, knowing that you will never leave us nor abandon us. Continue to watch over our co Debbie as she continues to rest and heal under your watch. Continue to strengthen her, keep her in care. Continue to watch over Sister Naomi as she heals also in her walk. Continue to brighten her path. Your word is a light and a lamp to her path. Continue to keep her in care and her family in care. Continue to comfort the Moja family for their loss of their loved one, Brother Farley, Brother Yariel, one of his younger brothers. Continue to watch over Azakin O'War. Continue to heal him with any ailments he had. Continue to strengthen him and give him your wisdom and your knowledge. Continue to watch over Azakin Brother Gary and heal his hip, his pain, his back, whatever ailments he had. Comfort him. Continue to watch over Aki Brother Dale Will, who you comfort to, who you are healing and strengthening him day by day. Continue to watch over the children. Keep them in your head. Keep harm from them. And watch over our teenagers that's out here in this, going to school out here in this world. Ears to be alert and be tentative to the small voice. If you whisper to Sister Kanaya up in Polly Tech High School, if you whisper to Sister Alicia in her ear while she's in Polly in high school, if you whisper to Brother Brandon, I don't know what high school you go to, if you whisper to Sister Zoe, what high school you go to, if Yahweh whispers a word to you and tell you to vacate or leave your school at that time, you raise your hand or send your teacher a text as you leave out that building and you listen to the voice of Yahweh. Call your parents or your guardian immediately and tell them you heard a voice. I'll prove to you that you're not crazy. I'm saying that in regards to what went on last week in Texas with a mass shooting of children in schools. No need to be feared, but just be alert, be tentative. Continue to watch over the wives. Remove the spirit of Jezebel, feminine spirit, and continue to get in the spirit of meekness and humbleness of a Sarah, of an Abigail. Continue to watch over the single women in the congregation. Watch over them. Strengthen them and keep the spirit of feminism away from them. And let them be ready at all times to teach your word, like Timothy say and Titus say. Women, you can't teach over, usurp authority over a man, but you sure can usurp authority over another woman, especially you being in the seed of the Most High, his prophetess. Watch over everybody that's outside of our Beth Yahweh family. Sister Marcellus, Sister Ema Cheryl, our coach Cheryl, and any other ones that I forgot. Watch over our families and our children in Beth Yahweh, and watch Brother Wendell, one of our Akis down in Houston. Watch over him. Continue to strengthen him. He's a Kohen of the Most High too. Empower him and give him your word. So he's the vessel down there bringing forth your word. There's people in the dark down in Houston. So we definitely need that. We've seen what happened down in Texas Watch over Aki Mike up down over there in Delaware. Strengthen him in his program that he's sponsoring, that's trying to keep encouraging young children to get off the streets and turn away from guns and drugs and do some positive things. Father, continue to lead us and guide us, and that we be co-laborers with your Holy Spirit, and to continue to do your word, do what you teach, as Brother Paul told us this Shabbat in the message that he wrote to the Galatians, and that's counts as this time now. Continue to tear down that false gospel and uplift the one and only true word of the Most High. Let it continue to make us be good students, good students, but also good stewards over your word that you entrusted with Israel. And continue to be good stewards over all the other things you entrusted us with, whether it be finances, whether it be a job, whether it be our family. Continue to strengthen us. And anything I forgot, Father, may the Holy Spirit that you told us that will comfort, that will speak for us. You know our flesh is only dust that you made us out of, but we're empowered by your Holy Ruach through the HaMashiach, Yahushua HaMashiach. I ask you all these prayers and supplications in your son's name, holy and precious name, Yahushua, our soon coming King Redeemer. Amen. Good evening, family. That was 8:11. Not too long for a prayer. Good evening, family. Excuse me. Let's open up with the priestly blessing now. I will keep the blessing going. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe. Yep. Slow down. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moses his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shalom, family out there. This is Beth Yahweh from Baltimore, Maryland, Beth Yahweh congregation. I'm Brother Shabbael. Now, my Brother Shabbael bringing you your Rosh Kodesh, HaKodesh teacher. That's for anybody that's new. That means the new moon. The night, sunset, the night, well, is already been seen. Someone sent a photograph. Sunset the night is the first day of Yahweh's 7 month of Sivan. I thought I saw somebody saying something. And they didn't fail me. Oh, I thought it was my man, the photographer, Beth Yahweh photographer, Brother Akiadi, but it was Aki Ariel. He set it out. He sent three pictures, beautiful pictures of the new moon crescent in the background. Looks beautiful. Hallelujah. I don't want to rub it in. Somebody, y'all might get an opportunity to see it yourself. You go out on the porch real quick. I'm not going to be able to see it because that part be in the back of my house. I live in the front of the building. That's okay. Hallelujah. We got to see the first day of Sivan, though. Yes, yes. Third month. Yahweh travel. Have your, I'm under the tutelage of at Beth Yahweh Congregation, Baltimore, Maryland, of Yakir L. Ben Gershom, Ben Daniel, Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm one of the Kohen at Beth Yahweh. My government name is Brother Rob and Brother Shabbael. Okay, as always stated, shouldn't have to remind you, but sometimes you do need a reminder. Things, you know, rushing home and stuff like that, whatever. Make sure you have your pad, take a notepad, a pencil. But the good thing about these programs, you don't have to have a pad and notepad or highlight it, but you might case something, touch your spirit, prick your spirit, and you can put a little asterisk, a little star, a little line, a circle it, or highlight it. But you can go back because why? These are archived. They're recorded. So I guess they'll be up and ready by tomorrow. I don't know how that progress go. But by the next time I'll find out and tell you how that progress go. Okay. Put a head of water in there. That's a mistake. And most important of all, have your Bible so you can follow along. So you won't be misled or misguided. As Paul, Brother Paul warned in the scriptures to the Galatians, a false gospel or a new gospel. You want to be like the Bereans. Bereans, as Brother Paul talked about in Acts chapter 17, they watched attentively and watched, went through the scriptures to see everything, what they were getting told by them. And that's how you want to be. So you can question, like, oh, they don't say that. You just don't want to agree with something and not even know if it's true. Okay, today is diving, the third month in Yahweh's holy calendar, and the first day, hallelujah. And quick little history on that. That's a beautiful moon. If you can hear me, give me a thumbs up. Apologize, I should have said that. Find out the same now. Okay. Pray that everybody enjoyed this. If they was fortunate, those at work, they had a day off yesterday, a free one. No, it wasn't a one of Yahweh's holy days or permissible feast days or holidays. Yahweh has two holidays, if you want to call them that. That would be Purim, that's in the Dar, the 12th month of the year, the last month of the year, which was on the 14th and 15th day, that's celebrated. Book of Esther, you find that. And Yahweh also have another permissible holiday, not a holy day, in the ninth month, Kislev, the ninth month, and that lasts for 8 days and is known as Hanukkah, or the Feast of Dedication, or Feast of Light. And Todah, Brother Keith, for telling me you can hear me. Yep. Yeah, Todah, Brother Aki Baruch down there in Georgia, and Brother Daywell. Yeah, Shalom. Okay. Okay, let me get back here. Wow, where's my Bible? Like I said, pray everybody stayed hydrated today. And I came to find out something about 3 days before my 50th birthday back in 2017, July 19th. Found out the hard way. Thought I knew a lot, but I had forgot some things when I was in the Army. I remember something happened. You can't just drink a gallon of water, a gallon and a half of water when it's 98 degrees. You got to eat, too. You need some other fuel. And not only just eat, besides just drinking your water, you got to have electrolytes, something like some Pedialyte or some Powerade, Gatorade. Yes, yes. Or some salt tablets. I forgot that in 2017. And I had to go sit in the VA hospital for two nights. Two days, two nights or something like that. You had to give me two IVs when I arrived there. Replace my fluids. That's what I IVs for. And they fed me a good dinner because I didn't eat all day. I ate a bowl of oatmeal like 6:30 in the morning when I left out that morning. And when you get a certain age, you can't be riding a bicycle at 97 degrees in humidity. You got to come to realize you're not 25 no more, nor 35. Or 45. Sometimes you just got to face what it is. So, okay, I'm going to get ready. I'm trying to find something. Let me shut up. I'm not talking. It's 8:20. Okay, if you go to the book of Esther, we'll read this in your hearing. The book of Esther, chapter 8, the 8th chapter, verse 9. Book of Esther, it's found in other parts too, but I can't find out that book of Esther where it talks about that the permissible holiday that we get Purim for them 2 days, it mentions a lot of the months and it helps you. Because right here, Esther chapter 8, verse 9 says, then were the king's scribes called at the time in the third month, that is the month Sivan, on the 3rd and 23rd thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and to the deputies, and the rulers of the province, which are from India unto Ethiopia. That was a nice little domain there at that time. Sound like a superpower, like the United States of America is now. And 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. Interesting story. You might want to read it. There's a lot this and that. But something else happened in the month of Sivan, and we're going to share that with you real quick, too. Those of you probably know something very, I mean, every month is important if something happened, but something extremely important happened to our forefathers in the third month, that month of Sivan. Okay, I'm going to tell it to you. Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. It said, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt. That's what happened. Oh, there's another one. That's the one I really want. But we're going to read that one because that's what happened. So everything is going like it's supposed to. Exodus chapter 19, we're going to read that in your hand. In the third month, the book of Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. So that's an interesting fact. But this one here, also very interesting. Right, because I like this. Find the ones that actually start the month off, because that one, Esther was good, 8-9, told you it was the third month, but it was pertaining to something that happened on the 23rd day, but which is good, still told you, they explained it said the third month, which is Sivan, so I like that too, where Exodus we just read just said it was the third month after the children of Israel left Egypt. Don't let you know it was Sivan, but see how you can go through the Bible here a little, that's what I said. Esther's an excellent book, because it actually tells you and break down third month, and there's one more one here. That should be right here, though, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, Ezra. No, that ain't it. I messed up. Am I seeing things? That was Esther. Ezekiel chapter 31, verse 1. Read it in your hearing. It said, and it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, in the first day of the month. That's the one I supposed to send out. I apologize, family. The bus took forever to come. It's never late. Never late. You used to get there at 6:35. Six, not today. And he caught every light, but I made it safely. Ezekiel chapter 31, verse 1, and it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, son of man, speak to the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, to me. Okay. So now we got understanding in the third month. Also, we know in the third month, something significant also happened in the third month. Cut the light on this up too. Also, I'm gonna break out my glasses. Might as well wear them. I got them. You know, that's strange. Bad enough there's lightning in it. Boy. I'm not in charge of the electric bill in this place where I stay at. So everything is like energy, but some things, me personally, I just pay the cost. I come to light, I want to see. So you know, I ain't got to have no 200 watt bulb. I need, you know. When it comes to heat, I want to feel some heat too. Come to AC, take a little cool breeze too. Okay. careful in these bad boys. Right at you in these glasses. Just like, I was looking for the Bible. One Bible's right there in front of me. But these called progressive lens. So you look at one way, things boom, boom, move. So you got, I got to get used to these. What did I say? Exodus. Let's see. Come on. Focus on. Exodus. In the book of Exodus, the children of Israel came out, but something very significant on the 15th day of the 7th month. It was Exodus, what day it is. Exodus, Shemot. Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. In the third month, aside from the month we are now, after the people of Israel had left the land of Egypt, the same day they came into Sinai desert.
Can I read it?
After setting out from Rephidim and arriving at Sinai desert, they set up camp in the desert there in front of the mountain of Israel, set up camp. Moshe went up to Kagod, Elohim, and Adonai, and Yahweh called to him from the mountains. Here is what you are to say to the household of Jacob, to tell the people of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you will pay careful attention to what I say and keep in my covenant, then you will be my own treasure, hallelujah, from among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6, and you will be a kingdom of Kohen for me, that's a kingdom of priests, and a nation set apart. These are the words you are to speak to the people of Israel. And Moshe came back down the mountain, and he summoned the people and presented them with all the words that Yahweh had ordered him to say. Verse 8, all the people answered as one, everything Yahweh has said, we will do. I told that lie a couple times too in my life. So, you know, nobody's perfect, but Yahweh knew. It takes you some time when you say, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yes, Yahweh, I'm going to do that. Yes, Lord, I got you. You get a couple punishments and bumps and bruises. And get them chastised because he chastised those he loved. You do some things. I had to learn the hard way. You start going, okay, I'm going to do everything he said. Moshe reported to the words of the people and everything Yahweh had said we would do. Moshe reported to the words of the people. And Adonai said to Moshe, see, I am coming to you in a thick cloud. That's what he did in the third month. So, the month of Sivan, so that the people will be able to hear when I speak with you and also to trust in you forever. Hallelujah. Moshe had told Yahweh what the people had said. So Yahweh said to Moses, go to the people today and tomorrow, separate them from me, and having them wash their clothing and prepare for the third day. For on the third day, Adonai will come down on Mount Sinai before the eyes of all the people. You are to set limits for the people all around and say, and be careful not to go up on the mountain or even touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain or the mountain base will surely be put to death. No hand is to touch him, for he must be stoned or shot by arrows. Neither animal nor human will be allowed to live. That's showing you some really, y'all, we're trying to show some really seriousness about he's coming down. Kind of make you see like that was the first, give them a first example, and us too, of a holies of a holy. You know, the holy, the holy inside the temple, when you come in the temple, and then only a high priest can come, like Leviticus says, Leviticus 16, once a year, you know, when it's time to go in to put the blood on the altar and do the atonement for himself and the Kohen and the whole nation of Israel. It kind of make you think right there, you know, Yahweh giving a little precursor, like, because, you know, no one else was allowed to go in that holy of holies. Matter of fact, the temple was period. You know, you go in certain areas, but certain people had passes, authorization. Like at my job, it's a place called a Mission Control, Mission Operations Center, the MOC. That's where they monitor everything going on with the new space, the James Webb Telescope. I used to could get up there when it was first opening because they needed supplies and chairs and everything fixed and all that. Now, my badge, I got two badges. I can't get in there. I got to get access, authorization. Had to be escorted in there. Verse 13, no hand is to touch him, for must be stoned or shot with arrows, neither animal nor human being will allow. When the shofar sounds, they may go up on the mountain. Hallelujah. And those listening in the audience, you may not wonder, like, what was that noise in the background? This is what he means by the shofar sound. And we see how he's giving us a little thing, because why? Later on in the book of Numbers, I believe, number 10, chapter 10, number chapter 29, Father John, he gives certain protocol on specific sounds of shofars, silver trumpet, how many times it's blown, a certain number of times called just the high priest, or the Kohen, a certain number is called the elders, all the elders of each tribe, a certain number called the whole congregation. And certain sounds let you know it's time to rally for a war. We get ready to go, throw down. We get ready to go to war. We get ready to have so Yahweh is a God, not an author, a God of confusion. He has order in everything he do. We just have to pay attention and let him guide and lead us and follow and do like the people said, our ancestors said back in up in the verse. We said, we will do everything you say in verse 6. And Moshe went down from the mountain to the people and separated the people for God. And they washed their clothing. And he said to the people, prepare for the third day. Don't approach a woman. That means don't approach. He made you got your wife, of course you live with your wife and like that. But he made no relations, you know. I'm sure you know people, they had wives and daughters and stuff. You know, everybody know that. But he's like, he doesn't, you know, don't approach, don't touch. Because remember, you're getting sanctified, you're getting set apart. And you're getting yourself together. Because remember when he did all this, remember we go all the way to Exodus, what, chapter 25? Yahweh gave Moses a pattern. He said, do it according to everything. So he even, remember priests, before the priests could go in that place, like I told you, the inner temple, they had to wash in a basin outside. Then they go and put their priestly garments on. You know, then they go in and do their duties. You may light the lamp, the manure. You got to set the table, the shoe bread. And then, like I said, the holies of holies, the high priest, he goes and put the oil and that altar right there, because that's inside the holies of holies right there, because that's where the cherubim was put, where Yahweh first came down. That's where he said, I will come down and speak to you again. So he gave it like a precursor to the whole nation so they could have an understanding. See, the Kohen tribe, they didn't have to say, hey, Moses, Aaron, you're not the only one that he taught. We holy too. Yes, he did tell you. You were going to be a nation of Kohen priests. But each family clan had different duties. And that's where they didn't do Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3, to lean not to your own understanding. And then Proverbs 6 helps us too, Proverbs 6, 16 or 16. It said, a man thinks of his way, but Yahweh knows their whole steps and plans. So maybe they had something in them where they want to do a coup or say, hey, Moses, you too soft. If I had the power like you, if I had that rod, what you was doing, how you had that rod, you and Aaron was playing, I'd have done this and I'd have done that. And you'd mind up just, well, you'd seen what happened to you, but that happened to you earlier. Because we see what happened to Moses when he didn't do, he tried to speak to the rock. I want you to sanctify them in front of me. Sort of just like what he told him to do that day in the third month of Sivan. So on the third day, I want you to tell everybody to wash themselves, rope off the mountain. Don't touch the mountain. Don't touch the base of it. Don't touch no animal or nothing. Touch it. If you do, the man, you stone the animal, you shoot with the arrows or hit them. Either way, you get them to, and don't separate yourself. Don't have intercourse. That's the proper word. You don't say no relation. This ain't the nutty professor, Professor Clemson. You got intelligent grown-ups on this town. No intercourse, no intimacy with, you know, that's what that means. Because what you say, why not, Shavuel? Because in the book of Leviticus, I think it's chapter 15 or something, you'll find it. Yeah, 15. It tells you about certain cleanings and cleansings you have to do when you do such, have intercourse and stuff like that. And you got to bathe, you wash, and then you unclean the sunset and stuff like that. So just to Yahweh, see, I told you, God of order. Hallelujah. Never even looked at this like this. Okay, what else we have? We're going to step up. Did he say he's going to blow the shofar? And Moses went to the people. He said, prepare the third day. Verse 16, on the morning of the third day, there was thunder, lightning, and a thick cloud on the mountain. That's why I seen that verse today. Hallelujah. Why am I writing that down? Boy, I didn't write it down. You know, so I didn't. I thought I wrote it down. Oh, my God. I didn't write it. I apologize, fam. I saw something. The thunders and the lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain, then a shofar blast sounded so loudly that all the people in the camp trembled. Now, what caught my eye, I done read this account many a time. Verse 13, he said, when the shofar sounds, they may go up on the mountain. I always thought one of the Kohen, somebody was blowing the shofar. All the years I read this. So he said, when you hear the shofar, and this, and no man in the Israel, well, I could take that back, because Philippians, what, 3:19 say? What is it, 3, 9, no, it's in chapter 19. It's one of my son's favorite verses, he said. I can do all things through the Mashiach, Yahushua, who strengthened me. Because I give you say, can't no man blow a shofar that loud? All the brothers at Beth Yahweh together can't blow one of them. I stand corrected. No, not in our power. But with the power and the spirit of the Ruach, yes, we can, because we see the accounts of what mankind did in the book of Judges. Hashem God beat a bunch of Philistines and people just with a gourd, like a little mattel or a plowshare. So I can't say. We seen what army was King, was it Hezekiah King? I messed him up. It's in the book. It's Second Chronicles 20:20. We know the one. Obey Yahweh prophets and be established. No, listen, I don't mess that. It's excellent one, but I know it's Second Chronicles 20:20. And then in one of the accounts, what happened? I can't think it was the king. The king wrote a letter, told him, and Yahweh told him what to do, the prophet. That's why I told the teenagers in the school, you know, our teenagers, I said, if you hear a small voice or something ain't, you know, as people say, something ain't right in my spirit, you're not crazy because you got the spirit of the Most High. You in a household that's practicing the ways of the Most High. You don't think he's right near by you in times of need, trouble, when Hebrews 13:5 says, I'll never leave you or abandon you. Or some I like that version when it say that, but I never forsaken you. He right there. You don't think he can talk to you? You can say, he ain't never talked to me in my life, though, Shavuel. Is the devil been talking to you? You ain't gotta answer that. Don't nod your head. Your parents, Kanaz, Lisa, Brandon, and Zoe, your mother, you know, might be looking at you like, why you ain't tell me? But you know what I'm talking about. The devil gives you thoughts and ideas, and we follow them through. We can't make excuses and say, the devil made me do it. That was on a show when I grew up called the Flip Wilson Show. And then I got older. Now, the devil told me about it. He mentioned it to me. He gave me an idea. I'm supposed to prune that up, pluck that up, and kill that so it don't grow into a fruit, not giving it birth. That's what I'm supposed to do. So, no, the devil don't make us do anything. He can give you influence or idea. That's why you had to pull it down, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians, I apologize. Pull every thought that above, put it above God, under the power of HaMashiach, Yahushua, pull it down. Under the obedience of Most High, the word, the washing of the word. Okay, getting back to that. I'm going to go off that.
So we can see right there, that's why I said, children, if that voice tell you, remember Elijah, he didn't hear it in a hurricane. Or, you know what I'm saying, he didn't hear it in an earthquake. He didn't hear it in a, he heard a still, small voice in Elijah. So, but Ariel taught that, I think, his first night of his opening lesson of that segment. Can't wait for him to get back. He back now, y'all willing. This Friday, he be back on, I think, episode 2 or 3. He still got 4 more weeks. But Elijah heard a small, still voice. So that's why I tell you, young teenagers, listen for that small, still voice and roll out. Text your teacher, say peace, and call your mother and father immediately. Text them, tell them what happened. Verse 16, then a shofar blasted sounded so loud that all the people in the camp trembled. Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet Elohim, Yahweh. Hallelujah. That was a glorious day in that third month. And they stood near the base of the mountain. Remember he said, don't go past it. Don't go touch it. You're going to die. Because why? Remember he told Moses, what, about 40 years before that, when Moses was out there herding his father-in-law, Jethro, his wife is a poor father, the Midian priest. He was out there, he seen a burning bush. I mean, well, I done seen bushes on fire from Egypt. I said, but not one like this is not consuming. It's just, and so we went over there to inquire about it and said, hey, stop. Moses, take off your shoes right here. Don't come no closer. Take off your shoes. You on holy ground. So right there, Moses got a kind of understanding, like, hey, this happened to me 40 years ago, so I came back here to deliver y'all the right way when I had to flee. So Moses got an account. He probably tell Aaron, like, man, remember I told you about that bush? So he know Yahweh can do these things. But Yahweh want the people to know, can they do them? Okay. And he's reassuring Moses, too. He reiterating to Moses, I got you. I ain't going to never leave you abandoned. Is there anything too hard for me? Like he told, what he told Sarah and Abraham that, and what was that, Genesis 19, 18, 19? I always messed it up. Yeah. And then Isaiah said in Isaiah, what, 27, 32, 20, is nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. And it says, verse 18, Mount Sinai was enveloped. I know what the word I can't pronounce. No, there ain't no envelope. Was covered in smoke. Like you always pray. Because Yahweh descended onto it in fire. You say, how is that? Same way we was in that burning bush. And what we told in Corinthians and in Hebrews, Yahweh is a consuming fire. What did we see Yahweh do for Elijah in the battle of the gods? He'd be 800 or 900 prophets of Baal, of Jezebel, and King Ahab, who lost his mind. Brother Eric, he had mental health right there. So he supposed to have been a man of God. He was he was a king of Israel before they had they split. And he listened to Jezebel, his wife, that spirit of Jezebel, doing everything that the king of Yahweh we're not supposed to do because they had rules and guidelines. Each king and prophet, and they had the Torah in their palace with them, and the priests had one too. Yahweh's a consuming fire. And what else Yahweh say? When he come back this time, I think it's 2 Peter, whatever, he said the firmament is going to burn up. Did I say that right? The first heavens that we can see or whatever. This world, when he come back this time, he's going to burn it up and cleanse it up. So he coming. He's going to burn it up and cleanse it up. But the first one, what he do with Moshe, y'all remember? He had to wash it. He had to wash it with the flood. So remember, he gave a covenant in Genesis 9:1, 9:11. He'll never do that again. Now we have floods. Like, hold on a minute, Chavel. What about Katrina and New Orleans? That was a catastrophe for some people, but the whole world didn't die except 8 people and 2 of each animals. That's what I'm saying. There's floods. You know, people have floods. But Yahweh gave a covenant. And that covenant, in case you don't know, every time you see it after rain, is a rainbow. So So I know the Irish stole that a little. They lucky the Irish get the leprechaun, the three-leaf clover, find the pot of gold. Nah, I'm not looking for no. I'm not looking for no leprechaun, no lucky leprechaun, no rabbit foot. I'll put a lamb foot in my pocket. I'm not putting a matter of fact, I might make a lamb key ring. I thought about that. We're going to steal back all this silly stuff. But now then people will start thinking you worship a lamb key ring and for good luck. They won't even understand what, you know, it's just a joke. But anyway, ain't no pot of gold. Yeah, that is a pot of gold. But not what people thinking that monetary, that no, it's salvation. You can rely on the word of Yah, that if he say it, that's what he going to do. His word cannot come back void, Isaiah 55. His ways are not our ways. So, yeah, that's the pot of gold if you want to look at it. What it say, what we say every Sabbath, Brother Ahabel, read it, sweeter than the honey and gold, more than the finest pure gold. Yeah, that salvation covered by that blood that the Mashiach laid down in his life and gave us. Hallelujah. Page 46. Moshe brought the people out, verse 17, so they could meet God, and they stood near the base of the mountain. The Mount Sinai was covered. Can't get that word tonight. And smoke, because Yahweh descended unto it into fire, and smoke went up like the smoke from a furnace. And the whole mountain shook violently, as the sound of the shofar grew louder and louder. Moshe spoke, and Yahweh answered him with a voice. Hallelujah. And Adonai came down onto Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain. Then Yahweh called Moshe to the top of the mountain, and Moshe went up. And Yahweh said to Moses, go down and warn the people not to force their way through to Yahweh to see him. If they do, many of them will perish. Even the Kohen who are allowed to approach, Yahweh must keep themselves holy. Otherwise, Otherwise, Yahweh may break out against them. Moshe said to Yahweh, the people can't come up to the mountain Sinai because you ordered us to set limits around the mountains and separate it. Hallelujah. See, it's important to listen. That's the kind of leader you want. A leader like Moshe, so why, what'd he do? He said, you know what, Yahweh said not to come up no far, but you know, some people just are a little hard-headed, but then some people is enthused, because did you read it? It says some people wanted to come closer. That's a God chase, if you ask me. That's because you got to think about it. That's faith, because why? It said that the shofar blew so loud that it trembled. And before the shofar was thunder and lightning, because that's how Yahweh makes his presence. You see how they steal it? What, the Super Bowl and football games and basketball and concerts? Before concerts and stuff, come on, they have a grand entry. Shooting off hieroglyphics. Probably messed that word up. Fireworks and smoke. And making loud sounds. And like thunder. Stole that right there. Then they come on in. Yahweh did that. But look at them God chasing. Some of them people said, man, I want to see him. That's the God I've been praying to. That's the God my grandmother, grandfather tell me about. That's the God my prayer. I want to see him. Why they wanted to see him, family? Because they heard him speak. See, he made some people a believer right there. Because what it say in Romans 10? Faith come by hearing. What did Ahabel say last Saturday morning? Hallelujah. I think it was about chapter 37, because I think Job stopped talking, if I ain't mistaken. Chapter 31, verse 40, I think it quoted, and that was the end of Job's words. Job started getting a little quiet, but around 30, Yahweh came and said, let me holler at you. Let us reason together, like he said in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Can we read? Let me reason. Let me holler at you. Let me have a dialogue. See, this God that we serve, he ain't a distant, far away God. He ain't like an idol. He got ears that can hear, not just up there looking for show or looking cute. No. With the song we sung this Saturday, we sung this Saturday. God, be grateful We ain't gonna mess that one up. Where that joint? I think it was page 7, page 8. Is it page 7, 8? Got it. Page 4. It says, Yah desires to feel your longing. Every pain that you feel, he feels them just like you. But he can't afford to make you feel only good. Then you can't appreciate the good times. Because a little pain makes it hallelujah. So yeah, he heard what he said. I heard they cry, Moses. Tell them I'm coming. Daddy heard you. Daddy's here. Remind me of a song my big brothers used to play. Came out before I was born. Your daddy's home. Your best friend wrote it, told me you had teardrops in your eyes. But your daddy's home. Do, do, do. Daddy's home to stay. La, 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 la. Hallelujah. Yeah, they stole that too, pride. Man, the record industry in Hollywood and the movie industry, film industry, they owe Yahweh a lot of back royalties. He a good lawyer. It wouldn't be no Hollywood record. Yeah, it would. It'd be all changed, though. You say, come here, you can't pay me the money that you owe me, but you stole from me. But this is how it's going to run from here on out. No more garbage. I got my Cohen and people watching over screening it. Nope, you can't have that. You can't put that in a song, that lyric. No, you can't. Hallelujah. But so the people that heard that, they wanted to see their daddy. They wanted to hear this maker. So why? You got to think about some of them people. Now, some people, you got to realize it's the third month. They know what he did in there. These people was enslaved. They probably was born in slavery. Remember that, right, y'all? In bondage. Remember they getting taskmaster, right? What else? Calm down. They seen the plagues, the 10 plagues. Thanks, Brother Marcus. I could hear you whispering to me while I couldn't see. And you kept giving me the sign like, you're singing again, Brother Rob. You're singing the blood after each plague. I caught it the first time, but my sinus, his eyes was hurting. But I caught you out the side of my periphery. I'm like, all right, I did my thing. Thanks, Marcus. Marcus know that word, too. He was on point that night. This Passover. I had Passover with little Martin. When I met him, he never was little. Now it looks like he's eating weights. But, man, don't be messing with steroids. I think that's on the unclean list. I'll get back with you. But anyway, you know that word. And you got to think about it. These people remember the plagues. Then the people, they want to know what else going on. These people remember that darkness for 3 days. 3 days and look over. They looked over. There's a man is y'all. Yeah, right up. They're like, man, look at all the sunlight we got over here in Goshen. Man, look at all that darkness. Can picture now how you could see how like last week or something. I think a week before last, when a storm ready come, I can come out look out my front window. It looked dark as I don't know what. But if I go out my, because that's like going northwest, whatever. No. Then, but if I go out the backyard, look down by the southeast, southwest, all the harbors, I can see all the big, I can look out my back door, be on my foot, see all the big buildings down by the harbor. Those big buildings, tall buildings. But it'd be sunny and all that. Because I used to be like, hey, I can go to the game because the stadium down that way. And the darkness back here. But then sometimes the darkness cover that whole area in the game. But sometimes it don't. But that's what I'm saying. So picture a person seeing this. Then this is the finale, though. A person get told this. Hey, come in. Yeah, what's up? This is what I want you to do. What's that? Pick a lamb on the 10th day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the 10th day, we always get left. Because Yahweh said this is going to be the beginning of our month. We get ready to come. Look, this is all I got to tell you. Pay attention. Pick a lamb on the first day. On the 10th day, and I want you to keep it to the 14th day. We get ready to do this. But do what? And when you kill it, I want you to get the headstock. I want you to put the blood on the lintel and the post. Now do what I say and stay in the house. And what happened? They did that. The death angel passed by them. And what did they hear at night? I bet it wasn't as loud as that trumpet I mean, it's that trumpet. That's how the Bible scripture. It wasn't louder. That shofar was going louder and louder and louder. They heard a bunch of, can you imagine that? Now, don't imagine it, because that's a terrible, horrific thing. I remember some horrific, some hurtful, painful thing when my parents died. I mean, I didn't do it then, but years went by when it all hit me at one time. Like, I let out a yell and cry so hard, I was saying, I was weak. No more tears. Like a commercial used to be, I was like, I want you to get Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo. No more. I ain't have no more. I was weak. I had to roll on the floor. No more snot. Excuse me. Mucus coming out me. I think I cried myself to sleep. Balled up in a knot like I was back in my mother's womb in a fetal position. Yes. But I let it all out. It's good to let that stuff out. All that John Wayne stuff, that's Hollywood. Don't believe that. You don't want to keep certain things bound up. That don't mean, you know, boy, I know. But getting back to what I'm saying, what you think they heard that night, that testament, everything that was living, every firstborn, everything was living, died. Animals and everything. So you say, well, what do you mean animals for? Same way we holler. You done heard a cat holler, something happened. You done heard a cat. Or you done heard something else. Like, what is that? Might have been a raccoon. I don't know where you live at. You might have heard something eat before. Like, might have been a mouse in your house or something. Everybody was affected. Every first, well, everything in nature was affected. Like, oh, bro, Shelly, you going crazy. Why? He done created everything. He made them animals and stuff, creeping things and animals, flying birds. He made them affected on that night. Now, that's going too deep. They say even the firstborn fish, even they born in school. And the rivers that he turned to blood. But you get the point. It was a lot of screeching and howling that night. And guess what? People in Israel remembered that. Don't tell me you ain't going to remember. Like, oh, what the world are they yelling? Good night. But they find out later, like, yo, Moses told them. Well, Yahweh said, go ahead and tell them what went down. Go ahead and tell them. So they heard a lot on that night. What was that, 14th? It said 12 midnight. 12 midnight was first watch, second watch, because we put the times acting in different watches every 3 hours, 4 hours. Anyway, that was a lot of, because you got to think, everything ain't happened. Ooh, everything could have happened right at that time. So why? Yahweh made a woke everybody up in Egypt at that time. Ooh, I'm not saying that. I'm just, you know, my mind going now. I'm all excited about this. But, or they might walk, you might walk up a little bit at the 12 to go to the bathroom. So I don't know. Let the cat in, because Egypt had cats. They domesticated them with her at one time. And bam! But that was a lot of and the part that made me think, I said, man, what about the children of Israel that didn't listen and didn't put the blood on their mantle? Ooh. How are we talking? But it was a lot of noise. That's the point I'm trying to make. So the same way now happened on the third day in the third month of Zion, when Yahweh said, I'm going to come down to people. They seen the thunder. They seen the lightning. They see the stuff shaking, trees breaking, shofar loud as I don't know, blowing. Then it started getting louder and louder and louder. Some people said, I want to see him. And they heard him speak. They were like, yeah. That's what God said. They was really like, Yahweh said, I knew it. Calm down. You can't come. They ain't going to understand. But he did right in there. We seen the verse. He said, because some of them might perish. Did he put that in there? Did he put it? Break out against them. You must keep themselves holy. Otherwise, the Yahweh might break out against them. Yeah, that was verse 26. Moshe said to Yahweh, the people can't come up. The Mount Sinai, because you ordered us. And see, Yahweh did what he said, to keep us separated, put limits around the mountain. See, so it's kind of like the holies of holies. Certain people couldn't go in. Certain people touched it. Certain people touch that. Remember the ark? Uriah, messed his name up. Uriah was a second Samuel or something, chapter 6, 7, 9, something like that. The ark was shaking because they had it on the cart or something. And bam, and Yo went to try to catch it and save it. Yahweh, he died. He died. But it took him having to die for David to go. He was upset and mad at Yahweh. But David got, when he was in his quiet time, he went, ho, 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 ho. Give me that Torah. Let me see something. Go to Shemot 25, 32, 36. Let me see. Oh, snap. The ark got to, not on no new cut and this and that. The ark got to be carried on these staffs. And it got to be by the priest. From the priest tribe that Yahweh ordered back then through Aaron. And that's how it got to go. And it was no more problem. That's why David came dancing all the way back to the home to take it. Back then it didn't have the roots. But David said, when it built up, we had another place of worship. It was called Shiloh, I believe, in that time. Gilgal, I apologize. I messed it up. I did a teaching right years ago. Notes in here somewhere. Oh, somebody, let me see what it is. Maybe somebody trying to say, brother, your time is up. Stop. The show being cut off. It's 9 o'clock. And when I want my phone to do something. Okay. Come on. No, I get upset over this. It's technology, man. So, it's Brother Bruce. He laughing at something. Hey, brother Bruce. Oh, my cousin. I'll get back to him later. And he said, I'm listening to Cousin T tonight. He said he's going to listen one time. Listen to somebody. You ain't got to listen to me. Listen to other brothers. Teach way better than me, homie. I'm your crazy cousin. Okay, and the people came up to the, okay, 20. Even glasses now. I might need a 80-watt bulb, too. Oh, that's how they work. I tilt my head up. Verse 24, oh, yeah, that's good. But Yahweh answered him and said, go get down, then come back up, you and Aaron, with you. Now he told him, bring Aaron with you, see? So it wasn't just him. Moses had to go by himself. See how he had to follow instruction? He didn't say, come on, Aaron, we're going to go up there and holler at him. No. Moshe did exactly what he told him. There's an order to this. There's an order to this. And he had to show, he had to sanctify and show to the other leaders in Kohen. There's an order to this. The Kohath family that forgot that day. There's an order to this. But don't let the Kohen and the people force their way through to come up to Yahweh, or he will break out against them. So Moshe went down to the people and told them. And y'all know what happened. That's when Yahweh started speaking them words. Hold on, did say Yahweh speaking words? Yes, he did. Verse 20. We read it every Shabbat. Hallelujah. Exodus 20, Shemot 20. Then Yahweh said all these words. They call them the 10 words. And some people know them as the 10 commandments. Hallelujah. Yo, but I never saw this like this. Man, I got to read this tonight. This ain't for you what I'm doing. But, yeah, can you imagine, though, if some people were scared to death, you know, like, oh, don't you hear that? I ain't never heard nothing that loud. But you know what? Some people might say, I ain't never heard nothing that loud since we left Egypt. What you mean? Remember when everybody was screaming and dying? Screaming and yelling? Yeah, you're right. Because you got to realize when they left, I don't know how Egypt do it. Well, Egypt probably do it, whatever, you know. You know, Egypt was into embalming and stuff like that, you know, more churchwork signs and stuff. The next day, they had to see them people before they rolled out. Remember, they had to come out in the morning. So that's not why 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. He told them, don't you come out. Stay into the morning. So now they're coming out in the morning part of B, the 14th. And remember, they got to get ready because they ate. That was the purpose of eating it with haste. And no unleavened bread. Ain't no bread going to arrive. No leavened bread. I'm supposed to eat from them, really. Boy, I mess up anything. And you know in the process of them getting ready and all that, remember they got a lot of cattle, a lot of herds, a lot of sheep. Remember they lived in Goshen. And Yahweh told them, I'm going to bless you if you keep doing what I tell you. They got to get all that together. In the process while they getting all that together, remember people gave a piece of jewelry, whatever. Hey, man, get out of here. Just move. Hey, take this. Like, yo, you really like that. This your good watch. This probably better than a Rolex, whatever we can imagine. Like, or the rappers think they got some bling bling and look and drip. Silk, you coming out of Egypt. You crazy. Silk clothes, satin, cotton, the gold. So everybody had enough to put one earring in their ears, they know their kids' ears, their children. You see what I'm saying? They loaded. Because a lot of people probably said, think about it. You had a horrific thing happen to you, a tragedy. I don't know about nobody else. I ain't care about no jewelry and stuff I had. My father died. My mother died. I didn't care about that stuff no more. I didn't even care about myself. I'm going to be real. I stopped taking care of myself, cutting my hair, take a shower. Man. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. You might take a shower once a week or something. Maybe that's why my women always at a loss of my family. Like, I got to get out here. I don't love you. You don't love me no more. Probably ain't want to tell me, like, you need to take a shower. You need to wash your socks. I was through. That was, I love my people. But I'm just giving you an example. But I'm sure they watched and seen them people bury them people, getting them ready for being embalmed. Or think about it, the poor people probably, they had to do their business. But the rich people, the pharaohs, and the families of pharaohs, the noble people, I'm sure they had some people working on, like, come here. Hey, come here. Get my tomb or whatever, you know, ready and put my son then died, or my daughter then died, put them in there. And somebody said, why you ain't getting the Hebrews? Like, you crazy? They're getting out. We don't want nothing to do with them. Because of them, this stuff happened. Yeah, so some people probably were scared like that. They said, oh, huh. But then some people was like, in that, remember, it was a mixed multitude, too. So it was some people probably that was Egyptians that rolled out with them and hurt. You know, they hurt, you know, because Yahweh always has a remnant, and he wished that no man perished. They wanted to break through the line, too. Said, let me see him, because they ain't never seen none of their gods. They had a bunch of gods. The god of the Nile River, that's why he turned that, the water god, that's why he turned that to blood. The god of the... what you call agriculture. That's why the locust came and ate up everything except the wheat and the barley, I believe. And Yahweh allowed them to eat the locust. So that's a clean food. See how provision Yahweh is? He's still trying to win some souls. That was back in like the third, fourth plague. That might have made some Egyptians go, man, I'm messing with this Yahweh dude, though. I never knew locusts could taste that tasty or something. Yeah, no. And we had no food to eat. Yeah. Yeah, they remember when every blood in every vessel you had in your house was turned to blood. You had a little jug of water or something, and go to pour a glass of water. Wasn't no red Kool-Aid back then, or no cranberry juice. It probably always was cranberry, but they know that was a water jug or the blood. I heard Mel taught that one time, I believe. Blood. So now it took them plague, same way it hardened the Pharaoh heart, it might have softened some Egyptian's heart and go, oh, there's only one true God. And when he made that sun get dark, he said, hold up, he didn't beat our water god where our food source come from out in Nile. He didn't beat our insect god because all our animals had pestilence, what it would say, die from disease or something. I forgot the word it is, not pestilence. Die from disease. I can't, it's in my mind. But you know what I'm talking about. And then what happened? Then they stayed in that darkness for 3 days. Then it said it was so dark, people stopped where they standing. So now, that's dark. Only thing I can say is that put yourself in a barrel, a seal type. You gotta breathe. Put a breathing apparatus. Don't try this at home. You get the point. That's dark, dark. But you can't even see your hand. You done played when you was young. I played when I was older. Put my hand. I did so when I was a grown person. All tripping, you know. I think I drank some beer at lunch that time. I used to work at Pimlico Racetrack. Went downstairs like the basement. Boy, it was dark down that basement. I fell down. I missed the last 3 steps. I said, let me stop playing. I pulled that light out. Yeah, I used to smoke. Not Newport. But I pulled that light out, and then you'd be surprised how a little big lighter flame can light up some serious darkness. And I stopped playing and found a light switch and got out of there. It was so dark. I got, you know, I ain't still, no, I'm about 1990, 97 or something. Yeah, working in the radio. Man, I got to be 30 years old or something. I done been through a lot of stuff, man. And, oh, that was some darkness. It didn't help fall missing them 3 steps. That really scared me. I had to make sure. Yeah, that was, but just, and that was in the daytime. I went down something, a sub-basement that deep in Pimlico, right? Don't forget that. That's the closest I think I ever came to that kind of darkness. So that's how dark it got in the land of Egypt. So So that might have made some Egyptians, when that light came on that fourth day, like, I'm out, man. Hey, man, I'm going over there hollering at them Hebrews. This ain't too bad, man. I'm going to apologize for talking trash and treating them bad. And they invited me over for a dinner. Said they God that's beating all of our gods up, the last nine gods. They said they God's going to deliver them at tomorrow. And if you just got to eat some lamb and sit down and chill with them, and they're going to put some blood on them. Man, I'm gone, yo. For real? You going to go with the man? You believe in that, man? Are you hoax? Yeah. So the people probably was excited to see him. They was excited to see him. So that's what I just got out of that story, that account. I've read it all my life. And that's why Yahweh had to say, hold up, stop, because I might have to destroy some. You got some want to see him because of it's him. And then you got some just want to say, let me see this with no intent, no real faith to want to see him. Just like, what, for real? This can't be. But the beauty of that story, is a bunch of beauty in that. But God came and talked to Moses, and the whole nation talked to everybody, and they heard it. No other religion, you'd have heard this before from my spiritual leaders, and Brother Yuri, you'd have heard of the blog talk somewhere. No other God can claim that, not Islam. Muhammad claimed he heard Gabriel. He heard another Gabriel. You might have heard of Gabriel that was related to that Gabriel, but he took the fall and rolled out with the bad angels. The one third he got put up. He didn't hear Gabriel to talk to Daniel in the book of Daniel to say, hey, me and Michael had a little, we had to handle something. We heard you pray. God heard you. We handled that, what we got you, boy. He didn't hear that. That wasn't the same Gabriel came to marry him and said, you are blessed and highly favored. And you're going to name him Yahushua. Yeah. Muhammad heard somebody, but not that Gabriel. That's another one of them, like Paul talking about in Galatians chapter 1 and 2. If another person comes to me or the rest of us, another disciple of us come, or an angel, that angel could be an angel, like Gabriel, right? Or we know the word angel also means messenger. Angel's still a messenger, though. But he said, they preach another gospel other than this. Count them a curse. So now Abraham ain't here. No, he didn't hear Gabriel. He heard something. But the key is, Abraham the only one heard that, and he came down. If I had a choice, I'm going with the one where everybody heard it. A deaf person heard it. A person that wasn't no miracle here back then. A deaf person. They can't hear you like, come here, mom. Come here, dad. But you know, back then, I don't even think it was too many of them deaths because, because they rolled out and he kept them for 40 years. Their shoes didn't go old. I don't think they got too feeble. Y'all, I just thought about that. So everybody heard it. That shofar cleared the deafness. It cleared the deafness. Person that couldn't hear nothing, huh? They heard that day. So that's a beautiful account. No other body. No other religion out here, Buddha, Confucius, whatever, the Haladali, whatever that one used to come on TV on Saturday, and he married like 15,000 people at one time, and he everybody's husband. Haladali, he did, or I forgot his name, whatever. So if I got a choice to pick, it's like a job. You going to take the job making $32 an hour with some benefits? Healthcare, dental, stuff you need, paternity leave. My son had six weeks, he had a baby. Good night, man. When he was born, I had to go right back to work the next day. Oh, I didn't have to, but I wouldn't have got paid. And if I stayed off too many days, I'd have got fired. I'd have had to go back to the unemployment. But what job? You gonna take that job with the 401k, the retirement, whatever, they max out to 3%? Or you going to take the job making minimum wage? There's nothing wrong with minimum wage. You can do it. You got to be very disciplined and whatever. And with no benefits, no nothing, and all that, you going to take the minimum wage up. No, I'm going with the other package. And that's what, that's why I'm down with this one. No other religion got that in none of their books. Islam don't have no prophecy. What prophecy Muhammad said? Matter of fact, we're not getting to that. Forget that. But what time is it? Time. Man, I've been on this long, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Oh, no, it came on 8 o'clock. But still, That's an hour 15 minutes. That wasn't a lesson, though. The lesson was, we only got 15 minutes. I can tell y'all what it was about. The lesson was about, what a verse that I wrote down. We're in the seventh week, the final week starting the sunset sign. And because Yahweh said, look at the 23 count, 7 weeks. We're in the feast of those weeks. And you count those feasts of the weeks. After the first, I would say Exodus 34, 22 said, the feast of the week, you count of the first fruit of the wheat harvest. So you start counting them. And right now we're on day, the day is Tuesday. Well, technically the day is the third day on Yahweh, where Yahweh count. But on Gregorian count is Tuesday, the 31st, the last day of May. But Yahweh count, hallelujah, is the first of Sivan, where all these accounts that I just read in Moshe and Numbers, Shemot, Exodus chapter 19. And so it's the first day of that month, and it's the 45th day, because he said count 7 weeks, seven times seven is 49. So the 49th day would be 49. Sunset Saturday, this Sabbath, would be the 50th day. When the sun set, that Sunday, that would be the first day of the week, would be the 50th day, what we call Pentecost, Shavuot. And that'd be the ending of counting the weeks. But what I found interesting with this, as I talked about, that Exodus chapter 34:22. Let me read that in your head. So I said, yeah, might as well go there. It ain't gonna be long. I'll share that with you. Okay, when I close it up, I'll tilt down, right? Tilt down. Yeah, don't worry. Hold your head back. I mean, when I was little, people used to look down and make the glasses work. It's new stuff. Tilt your head back. So I lean back. It's Exodus chapter 34:22 says, Tilt back some more. There you keep tilting. First, starting verse 33, once Moshe had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. That's cool. Hallelujah. He came down with the testimony. This was going on. He came down with the 10 words in verse 29. And when he came down this time with the 10 words, Moshe's face was shining. It was illuminated. We heard that story. So he had the veil. The people, you know, when he spoke to the people, his face was shining, illuminated. And they were, okay, afterwards all the people came there, he passed them the orders and went outside. Once Moshe had finished speaking with them, he put on the veil on his face, but when he went in before Yahweh for him to speak, he would take the veil off until he came out. Then when he came out, he would tell the people of Israel what he had been ordered, commanded to do. But when the people of Israel saw Moshe's face, the skin of Moshe's face shone, and he put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak to Yahweh again. Now, how in the world did I get that? I could have swore this thing said 34. Maybe it's 32. I'm going to take my glasses off. But what I'm looking for is, he tells them, he said, I want you to come before me. Bear with me 1 minute, man. This Bible looks big. I'm taking glass. I ain't really used to that glass. You can mess this up. Come on. Yeah, I see this Bible. Exodus, what did I say, 32? Exodus 30. Should have been 32. Exodus 34, the new tablets. It was a new tablet, because you know how Moses broke the new tablet. Anyway, the verse I'm looking for, Yahweh said, you should come. I hate when that. Hold on. What time is it? 9:20? Yeah, I only got 5 more minutes. Come on. I want to read this verse because I found that. I was looking for something. Come on, come on. I don't know how I wrote down the wrong thing. I got something totally. Hey, calm down. It ain't the end of the world. Damn, good thing about it, you reading scripture. 34:22. I don't know why I couldn't see that. Well, forget it. Exodus 34:22. And thou should observe the feast of weeks, that's what we in now, of the first fruits of the wheat harvest. That's when he said, start counting. That Sunday, you can remember, Yahshua took and presented himself to John. I went with 19:20, said, don't touch me. And you read all that in Leviticus 23. The high priest had to present himself to the priest. So Yahshua, remember, he's our high priest. He died once before. And so that's it. And that's observed. The Feast of Weeks are the first fruits of the wheat harvest and the Feast of the Ingathering at the end of the year. He said, what they got to do with anything, Brother Shavuel? And also he said, thou should go up to the pit before Yahweh thy God 3 times a year. Okay, what I found interesting with that was that because in Deuteronomy 16:10 it said it should be you should come to that feast of weeks too and tribute of a free will. Glasses ain't gonna help that. I don't even know what that said. I was so tired. Oh, a tribute of a free will offering, which according to as Yahweh have blessed you. That's it. That's it. So let me read it. Let me read it to you. Deuteronomy 16:10. This was nice. I got all excited with it. Mountain and all that. But I ain't never see that account like that, son. Deuteronomy 16. Remember, he told us to observe the month of Abib, and this is beautiful. I ain't want to. It's 16:9 says, Deuteronomy 16:9, it says, 7 weeks thou should number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. That's right. And thou should keep the feast of weeks until Yahweh thou Mighty One, with tribute of a free will offering of thy hand, which thou should give unto Yahweh, thy Mighty One, according to as Yahweh, thy Mighty One, has blessed thee. Okay. And why I'm all excited for that? Because a couple weeks ago, Brother Yariel taught 2 Corinthians.
Was it Brother Yariel?
Yeah. He taught 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 10, and I think it was chapter, verse 9 or something. Yeah, chapter 9, it speaks with Paul, explains Yahweh likes a cheerful giver. And that kind of pulled out on me when he said in Deuteronomy 16:10, thou shalt keep the feast of weeks until Yahweh, thou mighty one, with a tribute of a free will offering of thou hand, which thou shalt give unto Yahweh thy God according to as Yahweh has blessed thee, right? Because what came to my mind when I read that, I thought about Cain and Abel. Well, I'm not saying that was what Cain and Abel did. Correct that.
Brother, the best Yahweh said Cain and Abel did the Feast of Weeks.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when Cain and Abel went to present an offering to Yahweh, you remember Genesis, I want to say 4, 5. Cain gave one. But it wasn't, you see what I'm saying? It wasn't his best, would it just say, a free will offering from his hand, which he should give unto Yahweh according to Yahweh as had blessed him. He did a tiller of a lamb, bam. Abel, his brother, though, gave him, was a shepherd, a sheepman. He gave a best fatted one, and Yahweh accepted his more. That's why this was kind of like, bam, it made me start thinking. And I had looked up what that word tribute means. And I don't have it on that paper. I left that paper on my desk. But anyway, that it was another verse that I found. Okay. And what was one? Second Chronicles, chapter 2, verse chapter 8. Okay, come on. 8:13. And that one read, but all this could be good if I had the tribute notes. I don't have the tribute. I apologize. Even at a certain rate every day offered according to the commandment of Moses on the Sabbath and on the new moons and on the solemn feast, three times a year, even in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which we just came out of, and in the Feast of Weeks that we're in the last days of, final last couple of days, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. And I found that because Solomon had gave up burnt offerings on the altar before the porch. He gave a certain rate every day. But see, he gave it, because you remember the count, Solomon gave so much at times. Just like Hezekiah, when he reinstituted things, it gave so much. Because they knew, Deuteronomy 8:18, they never forgot. Yahweh gave you the increase. You don't say, I did this, I got that. If we be obedient to Yahweh, what he said, I'll give you the rains. Because I'm going to send you to the land of milk and honey. I'm going to give you what you need, the oil for my feast. I'm going to give you the wine for my offerings. I'm going to give you the grain and the corn. So I found that that's supposed to have been a lesson, but I left the tribute notes. So I had some notes about a trip. Okay, hold up here. Well, I got 3 more minutes. And I found it interesting because I thought about Joseph. Come on. Remember, he got kidnapped by his brothers. Oh, man, no, not right now. Man, Esau want to ask me, do I want something right now? No. I want the book of Genesis. Genesis 49. And I thought it was interesting because Joseph's brothers, remember, they was herdsmen. During their father, Jacob, herd, who was very, had many of herds too. Remember, he was blessed because he was his cousin Laban. You know that story in Genesis 23, 25. But I found it interesting because Yahweh told him, if you do certain things, that ain't the verse. What I was thinking about, the servitude of a tribute, the tribute of a servitude, and the tribute of a servitude, that's what I thought about Joseph. Remember when Joseph brought his people down, he told the Pharaoh, said, let them stay in the land of Gershom. Why? They herdsmen. They thought being a herdsman was detestable. You know how they go, Genesis. So they had the land of Gershom, which was plenty. It was good in agriculture, so you could feed the cattle, so the cattle could eat and nourish. Yahweh knew that, because remember, he said, I'm going to bless you. Bless your cattle. They wombs gonna be open. Go have everything you need, the milk and everything from a sacrifice to your family, your sheep will. I felt up being a servitude. I remember Yahshua used to always talk about pay our tribute, pay our custom when they go visit certain land. He said, which one arise greatly? Servitude greatly come from agriculture. I mean, tribute of the servitude from agriculture and fruit of the earth. Remember, we the seed. We supposed to be fruitful and multiply. We supposed to be fruitful, the nation of the priests, and teach all the other nations. We the vine, attached to the true vine, the husband vine. I know it ain't making sense in Russian. But then more and you when you do tribute on the land like Joseph did, you pay more tribute than the other people because of the land. But you had the option to stay at home. You have a better chance to stay at home and don't have to and attend to the land and the agriculture because that's your job. Remember, they found herdsmen was detestable. And that's your job, attend to that business when others were drafted and had to go forth to war. And an example you can read on your own time is in Jeremiah chapter 41, verse 8. You'll see somebody say, hold it, we do the land. And you remember Nebuchadnezzar and them was coming over. There was like a custom to certain Babylonians and the Egyptians. They looked down on it for some reason. And then remember, they always in somebody serving them. And then Second Chronicles chapter 8, That should be Solomon. And starting at verse 7, I apologize, I left that. But it just made me think that, remember, the land and the earth is Yahweh's in its fullest, like he said, and all that. You get to abide in what? Yahweh field, Yahweh land. And it made me think when we went through the apocryphal books, well, we didn't go through that story. In apocryphal books, it talks about when we were in Egypt. And before Moses came, it said that we were building those pyramids, but that's why tribute came up. But we got paid. Yeah, it don't tell you that in the King James, but when you go in the other apocryphal books, I forgot which one it is, it tell you that we work. That's what that word, slave masters. They put taskmasters. So why? We were getting taxed, and it made me think. That's why people despise, what was it, Matthew, which we call Levi, when Yahshua said, come and follow me, when he's picking his disciple. He was a tax collector. Remember Zacchaeus, little Zacchaeus, that Mary talked about 3:7, in Luke. He said, I'll give everything I took from a person. He followed the Torah, and Leviticus said, he said, I'm going to give him fivefold back, I'm going to restore. So you don't just say, I'm sorry and apologize. Give me. You had to restore. You got to right your wrong. And that's what I was getting at. And it makes sense now when I came to understand this, because why? The Levite tribes, according to that book, I got to get more, according to that apocryphal book, I think it was the Book of Jasher, maybe? What's the other one I got over there? Little Book of Genesis. What's the one called Little Book of Genesis? Book of Jubilees. But one of them accounts said, the Levites said, nah, we ain't working for y'all no more. Y'all raising our taxes. Man, nah, slave wages as is. That's what makes sense. We Hebrew slave, but we were working. Because remember, Egypt was a big dominant. Just like, remember, I came up with the Book of Exodus when it said they had over 127 provinces from India or whatever. They was big at the time, the Persians, remember? So same thing. People come along and work. And so he said, nah, man, we ain't working for that. Because they had money, because they bought stuff. They bought little grubs and did stuff, gambled and did stuff like that. That's why someone said, I wish we go back there. That Moses, you brought us out in this desert to starve and die. We could have ate leeks and cucumbers and some fish or something, unclean fish. But you get what I'm saying? But that book said, no, the Levi said, no, we ain't working for y'all. They didn't build it. Was a part of that workforce of Israelites that did things. And that kind of made me think, like, paying that tribute, paying taxes. And that's why, always coming back to under the Roman depression, our own people despise taxpayers. Because why? They work for the man, as people say. And they always can remember that even when we were in Egypt, the amount of the taxmasters, the tribute, we always had to pay more tax. But that's enough of that. I should have did that story, but I got all carried away in that zot. But I'm glad I went in, actually, because I ain't never read that like that. People were happy to see God. Everybody was scared with 9:33. Okay, on that note, one more. So I should have read that. That should have been my opening verse. It was going to be my close, one of my closing verses. Psalms 83. Give it to me. Psalms 81. Sing Psalms 81. Forget it. Sing aloud to Yahweh, our strength. Make a joyful shout. Make a joyful shout to Yahweh, to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Bring here the tambourine and the pleasant lyre with the harp. Blow the ram's horn at the new moon. That's where we just came in. That's why I was blowing it. Blow the ram's horn at the new moon. That's verse 3, Psalms 81, verse 3. And at the full moon and on the feast days. For it is a statute for Israel and the orders of Yahweh of Jacob. He appointed it in Joseph for a covenant when he went out over the land of Egypt. And I heard a language that I did not know. So that's why we blow the shofar on certain days. We blow the shofar, you know, because it's a statute. We can do it. And one more thing on that shofar. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that just came to my mind. In the scriptures, King James said, he's going to come back dead. The dead of the Mashiach going to raise first, and the other one's going to be caught up. But the trump of Michael or something, or archangel, whatever, there ain't no trumpet. Oh, then again, I got to go back. I take that, put a pin, what people say, hold your finger on that thought. Because why? Remember I told you number 10 or something. Yahweh talk about different silver trumpet. I don't think it's a silver shofar. And the shofar is different shofar call for battle. Like Yahweh blew the shofar, the angel blew the shofar for Yahweh to let him know I'm coming and to gather the whole congregation. So I'm going to go back and study that. That might be, yeah, I'm going to do that. So this came up. Yeah. And Paul tells about how he even mentions how Yahweh blew. He tell you how certain sounds got to be, because if not, it'd be busted clinging. Because Yahweh a God of order. But when, so like I said, I'll get ready to say that wasn't a trumpet that was blown by the angel. It may have been the show. I'm going to go with it now, but I'll get back with you. But it could be a trumpet, because Yahweh did say something about a silver trumpet for this time, that time. I think that was during the Jubilee time, whatever. I think it's the number 10 or number 29, 10, but I'll get back with you. But I'm saying because of how it started off, when he first came out with that shofar, man, and told Abraham, get that ram out that bush and Bereshit 22 with Isaac, like, I got to sacrifice. I see that you love me. You get ready to kill Isaac, bro. Don't hurt the lad. Yeah. You did everything like Moses. Moses said, I did what you ordered us to do or commanded us. Abraham did too, because he went out and took his son and said, y'all stay here, 3-day journey. And he went up to that mountain. He get ready to slaughter. When Isaac say, I see we got the fire in the wood, and you got that big knife. But I don't see nothing up here that's claiming the sacrifice. That snake over there and something, that eagle over there looking at us, like, Yahweh supply the sacrifice. Lay down his son. And that's obedient son too. And then I see why Isaac, hallelujah, a shadow of like Yahshua, why? Isaac was going to lay down his life and listen to his father, Abraham. Like, okay, you said, I'm it. And he wasn't no little boy. He could have banged Abraham, his father, punched him, took the ropes. You crazy. I'm telling mama. Or like how nowadays, where your father Abraham at, boy? He could put some blood on himself. Said, we was up in that mountain. When he ran back to the people that was 3-day journey, they told wait right here to staff. Hey, it went down up there. I got away. They killed daddy. That's why I got this blood. Sort of like the coat of many colors, how the brothers did. Jacob said that Joseph got killed by an animal and he didn't. But I was just saying, I think they had to do that. That was obedient just like Yahshua. Said, not my will, Father. Thy will be done. And on that note, I'm going to say hallelujah. And I'm going to say, Father Yahweh, continue to feed us with the words that you gave me tonight through me being your vessel and that being out. And I think I learned something. It's not about what I thought might have been good for a good lesson to teach or whatever. It's what you want the people to hear. Because it's your word. My words, my words just bounce off the wall or something, ain't going to hit. But your words cut a sin as a two-edged sword. Your words bring healing and bring encouragement, not as just a good lesson. And forgive me if I ever do that. Well, yeah, you ain't going to let me do it because this teaching me now. It's like the third time every time I got this lesson put. This is going to be good. This ain't no Stephen King. It's Yahushua. And you know what the people need to hear for their spirit, man, is they'll wake up, their soul wake up, and to keep them going. Another minute, another hour, another day to tell them, hold on. I'm like, there ain't going nowhere. I'm here. I'm the same God with Hebrews 13, 5, 6, 6, 7, say, Yahshua the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. And forgive me, Father. But I hope the words help some people to take, write down and learn and pull out what they, some things that they may have seen, because I shared that. I had never seen some of these things you shared with me. So I thank you for teaching me something. And I thank you for giving me the privilege to teach tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Rabbi, for changing the time to 8 because I didn't even get home to 7:52 or something. So hallelujah. But thank you, Father Yah, for our spiritual leader, Rabbi Yaakel, and continue to strengthen him and encourage him and let him know you'll never leave him or abandon him as long as he keeps being obedient like we just seen tonight with Moshe doing everything you said. And then my Kohen brothers, Aki's out there, we can learn too. We do what our spiritual leaders tell us to do. Because why? He went to the mountain and per se. And we all go to the mountain now too. Because remember, sort of like the veil in the Holy of Holies that was torn down when Yahshua gave up the ghost, right? So now we can come boldly to the throne, the Holy of Holies. But you get what I'm saying? Let's still stay in that bond, that Kohen, that Aki, keeping that wall built. Because we the stones in this lively thing. And keep us strength over, keep us strengthening and encouraging our sister, our Coach Deborah, and the staff that's around her. Father, remove any evil around her. And forget them other, forget those other people and the place that our Coach Debbie was at. Forget them, Father, for they may knew what they were doing, but they really didn't know they was messing with a prophetess of yours. So forget them, Father. You forgave them of their deeds, but they still had to pay. They might get a couple lashes. Hallelujah. Strengthen our son, Brother Care, to keep him with his ears open so he can listen to you. What does say Yahweh, who know everything? Yes, more than a doctor that graduated from the prestigious college and worked in Stockholm at the best medical, and John Hopkins, he was head of the medical for 10 years. I don't care. If Yahweh tell you something else, Brother Ken, that's why you got to keep your ears open. You got to go with Yahweh. And as I told my our teenagers out there, listen for that small voice. Pay attention. You're not crazy. And all the wives, keep them strength and courage. All the single sisters, keep them strength and courage. And Sister Naomi out there, you stay encouraged too. Keep listening to your daddy and your mom. I hope you listen to your father. Yahweh giving your father some serious, some serious medication therapy. Cause he helped me get on tight, be tighter. And I'm telling you, sis, baby girl, that'll help you get tighter too. And anybody else I forgot to mention, strengthen them and encourage them. And anybody on the audience, new listeners, be faithful, stay in that word and keep calling him and seek him with all your heart. Be not your own understanding. He shall direct your path, but you got to seek him diligently. You know the plans for you, Jeremiah 11:13. On that note, we're going to use it to say, oh, man, Father, give me anything I forgot to pray. Pray for me, the Holy Spirit that you said. Move any unclean things from all of our households, our work areas, and continue to give us your words and we co-labor with your Holy Spirit and tear down that false gospel that Brother Paul said that anybody teach. We in the times right now, they teaching some false gospel. Look, we tear it down. We co-labors. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, trustworthy, mighty one, who says and does and who speaks and fulfills all of whose words are true and righteous. Hallelujah. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. Hallelujah. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Latova Rosh Kodesh, first day of Sivan, family, third month. Hallelujah. Enjoy.
Son of Nun, who brought I and I cross River Jordan, and though the Amorites and the Hittites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites all tried to fight against the Israelites, Jah gave us victory before the daylight. Cause we call on Jah, we family, from Israel straight to Ethiopia, calling upon all Hebrew Kushites, all you Nazarites, oh we Israelites, come along and let us be rectified, let us rise and take our God-given right, yes, by God. Bye.